All right. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. on the weekday mornings, preceding the opening bell and the Steve Cochran Show every morning right here on WGN. Our phone number and our text number are the same. Jot it down, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. You can follow us on Facebook, which is the best way to stay connected. Like us on Facebook. We're going to hit 12,000 fans soon, and we would love to celebrate that. So help us get to 12,000. Do it right now. Best way to stay connected. It's interactive. It's live while it's happening. Whatever's happening on the show is happening on the Facebook page, and you can contribute and be a part of it as well. And that's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And, of course, you can check us out via the podcast. Subscribe. They're free. Go to iTunes. It's free. It'll automatically be downloaded onto your device, and you can listen anytime you want at your leisure, bro. And we have a ton of people who listen to our podcast. We thank you for that. So, check it out on WGNradio.com as well. And, all right, it is the it is our 18th annual anti-Valentine's Day show. I've been doing this. It's our 18th annual. I've had a show here on WGN regularly, starting on the weekends and doing fill-ins and stuff like that since 1998. So this would be our 18th, and the reason why it's not our 19th is because I got my radio show in May of 98, so that was past February, obviously, if we want to be educated. So this is our 18th annual anti-Valentine's Day thing. This is the first one that Esmeralda has been a part of. Let me just say hello, first of all, to my great producer, Dan Chagrew. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you, man?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Now, how do you feel about Valentine's Day? Do you have any strong feelings about it either way?
No. I mean, you know, when I've been in relationships, I've done stuff, and days that I haven't been in a relationship, I've just gone like, whatever. Let's go to the bar.
Well, you're a married man now with a baby.
Yes.
And how is the lovely Emily doing?
She's doing all right. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Yeah. And how is the lovely wife?
She's doing well as well.
Good. Now, are you guys going to celebrate Sunday?
We actually have friends in from out of town, so we are celebrating kind of part of a group dinner thing, and
sure,
then maybe we'll go out for a dinner alone during the week.
Yeah. Okay. And now Esmeralda Leon is here in the newsroom. Hello, Esmeralda.
Hi.
This is your first experience with the Nick DiGilio anti-Valentine's Day show.
It sure is.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day? Yeah.
You know what irks me more is the whole thing that you have to do something.
Yep.
And the bears. Not the team, like the ones, like those stuff.
It's
like, what are you supposed to do with them afterwards? Like, thanks.
Well, I see what people are doing with them afterwards. They're cutting them open and climbing inside of them now.
I know, but if they're tiny, you can't raise them.
No, you can't do that. Now, the reason why I hate Valentine's Day, in doing this annual show now for, 18 years, at first, I was hesitant because I thought people would be like, oh, you're a jerk, you're being bitter, blah, blah, blah. I can't tell you the overwhelming response we get every year during the anti-Valentine's Day show. A lot of people hate Valentine's Day. A lot of people. And I am one of them. Let me just briefly explain why. It is, quote unquote, a Hallmark holiday. We've all heard that before. It's a bunch of crap. Just what you said, Esmeralda, I don't like the fact that you have to do something on that day. You have to feel romantic. What if you have a really crappy day? What if it's a horrible day on February 14th? Now, obviously, you don't have to work. It's Sunday this year. But what if you have a really terrible day at work and you get home and you're supposed to be all, romantical?
They make you feel bad about it.
That's the other thing.
You're not.
That's the other thing that I hate about it. It's the other thing that I hate about it is that there's this implication that you must be all romantic and lovely on the 14th of February. I also can't stand the fact that I've been married twice and I've dated my fair share of women over my 50 years. Well, I don't think I dated anyone between year zero and year like 12, but before that, you know, and after that, yeah. So, and I have indeed been in relationships on Valentine's Day. And I hate it even when I'm, you know, like if I'm in a happy relationship, if, you know, in the past I've been in a happy relationship, believe it or not. and I've always said, ugh. And none of the women that I've dated and neither of the women that I've married really gave a crap about Valentine's Day either. And they were like, eh, whatever, we don't have to do anything. And I was happy about that. But there are people out there who both women and men, who are like, it's Valentine's Day, I want to do something romantic, and I feel that we need to do something romantic. But here's the thing. The worst part of it is when you're single. And, you know, if you're in a relationship or you're married, there's already a lot of pressure for you to do a Valentine's Day thing and feel romantic and be all, you know, schmaltzy. But when you're single and you're not in a relationship, it's one of these deals where it kind of makes you feel bad. You know what I mean? It makes a lot of people feel lonely and bad because they're not in a relationship. What if you just broke up with somebody? You know, that's not nice. I went through a horrible breakup at the end of 2002. I was living with this woman, and we were together for 3 years, and we lived together. And she broke up with me right at the end of the year 2002. And we lived together, and it took her like 2 months to move her stuff out. So like every night I'd come home, and there'd be stuff there that was hers. So here's the thing. We started seeing each other on February 3rd of 2000, okay? February 3rd of 2000. Her birthday is February 11th, and Valentine's Day is February 14th. So that February of 2003 is when I just was like, okay, this is the worst. And I was in a play that I hated. I was doing a play that I hated doing. It was like the worst. And, oh, by the way, I had an impacted wisdom tooth that I had to have extracted during this time. So I'm in a play that I hate that I have to do four nights a week, four performances a week, a play that I hate. You know, my girlfriend, who I was absolutely in love with, head over heels in love with, dumped me and still didn't move all of her stuff out. And, you know, her birthday is in February. We started dating in February, and Valentine's Day was in February. And it was just, that was the culmination of, like, the worst. That was the worst of Valentine's Day ever, was that entire month of February was just horrible. But I've always felt that way. And then, like, people who are single feel bad because they don't have anybody. And, you know, and I hate that. And that's where all the – I mean, you know, I'm assuming you have been single on some Valentine's Days in the past.
Yeah.
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 And it is one of those deals where you're not – you know, it just makes you feel bad. It's like, yeah.
Exactly. Because it's shoved down your throat.
Yep.
Everything on TV, on the radio.
Yeah.
Everything. And then, yeah, music and everything. It all just reminds you of it.
Absolutely.
It's not fun.
Well, I hate Valentine's Day. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who do, because I've been doing this annual Valentine's Day, anti-Valentine's Day show for 18 years. And I know that you guys, there's a lot of people out there who hate it. Here's what we're doing on Valentine's, anti-Valentine's Day. We've got some stories that we're going to share, true stories that we're going to share about breakups and horrible dates and stuff. I want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. You can talk or text. We'll read your text with your horrible dates, terrible relationships, breakups, 312-981-7200. On anti-Valentine's Day here on the Nick DiGiulio Show, every year we wallow in it proudly and happily. We will play sad breakup songs. I will play clips from movies that are absolutely, completely inappropriate to watch on Valentine's Day. We will just celebrate everything that isn't Valentine's Day, that isn't romantic, that is heartbreaking, and that is horrible about being in a relationship. That's what we're doing this morning. So if you would love to be a part of it, that'd be great. Talk, text 312-981-7200. And then for Fly Jams Friday, you know, because it is Friday and it is Fly Jams Friday, we will be doing an anti-Valentine's Day themed Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, you're all ready for that one, right?
I am.
And there are plenty of R&B songs about breaking up and heartbreak and sadness. There's plenty of them. And about cheating, which, by the way, I'm assuming we're going to hear my favorite song ever this morning. My guess is that me and Mrs. Jones is going to pop up at some point during Fly Jams Friday, considering it's about people cheating on wives and husbands. But yeah, that's what it's all about. So 312 981-7200 for talk and text. And again, you know, I do truly hate Valentine's Day, but this is all tongue in cheek, and it's all, you know, I mean, despite the fact that I do hate the day, we're going to wallow in it. We're going to play sad songs, but we want to have a good time about it, especially if you've been in a terrible relationship and there's enough time now to like look back at it and laugh. Like February of 2003, if I were to go back in time on this date in 2003, you would see a very depressed individual. You know, taking painkillers because a wisdom tooth has just been yanked out of his face while he's like sitting on his couch crying because his girlfriend's birthday was yesterday.
A wisdom tooth and your heart.
Yes. All broken. Yeah.
Ripped out of your body.
And I mean, you know, for a lot of people know that I've quit drinking. In fact, yesterday was my 8th month. My 8-month anniversary was yesterday. The 11th. So, but I was a drinker in 2003. I was a big drinker in 2003. But I couldn't even do that because I was on medication because of the wisdom teeth. So I'm like, what the hell? I can't even get so sad and drunk. I can't even do that. So, but we're going to, you know, it's a long enough time. That was a long time ago. And in fact, my ex-girlfriend, I texted her yesterday and said happy birthday to her. She's a really cool person. You know, we became friends again years later. It took a long time for me. I don't think, you know, she moved on. So anyway, so we want to hear your stories, and we'll play some songs and clips from movies and all that cool stuff. Fly Jams Friday. We've also got Nick D Show Spies, Straight Out of Context. Those are always very romantic. That fits in, don't you think, Esmeralda, Straight Out of Context?
Yeah. Real romantic.
Very romantic. And then we've got You Big Dummy, and we'll find out what's coming up on Outside the Loop Radio. And we have a very unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play, which is also anti-Valentine's Day because it wasn't very romantic. All right, we'll come back and kick it off right after we take a break.
Love stinks. Love stinks.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio here. Love stinks. Yes, it does. It is the Anti-Valentine's Day show. We will have Anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jams Friday. You know, Straight Out of Context is usually Anti-Valentine's Day because it's so dirty and filthy and funny and all that cool stuff. Plus, your calls and texts, 312-981-7200 with your breakups or crazy stories. I do want to mention this is a news story that Dan found, and I love this story. Dan, thank you for finding this story, by the way. Esmeralda, check this out, okay? A Goodwill store in Florida is encouraging people to come off a breakup to help get some closure by donating the items that belonged to their former partners. The Goodwill store in Minnesota, Donate Your Ex's Stuff, will run February 15th through the 29th and will encourage heartbroken members of the community to donate the remnants of their past relationships. Says, certainly we are having a little fun at the expense of Valentine's Day, but the benefits derived from those seeking the pride of earning a paycheck and the self-worth that comes with self-sufficiency are priceless, said Vice President of the Goodwill Foundation, Veronica Brandon Miller. We wish those in happy relationships a very happy Valentine's Day and encourage everyone else to clean out their closets and donate to Goodwill with a fresh start. The campaign began with a party last Monday featuring food, drinks, and music, and all items donated during the drive will be sold in local Goodwill stores. The organization stresses it is not liable for items donated by people other than their rightful owners.
Do you ever, have stuff left over from relationships, Esmeralda?
No.
Never?
No, because I try not to. Well, one, I haven't really been in a relationship lately.
Yeah.
Like where they, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't really gotten, it hasn't gotten that far. So I tend to not, you know, it's like you take your stuff.
Yeah.
Before you leave. So then, you know, if something does happen.
Just don't leave it. You're not even going to have a drawer here.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way with Facebook as well.
Yeah.
I don't friend you know, if I start seeing, I don't friend you in the beginning, because that, what if something goes awry and then you're all over my Facebook?
Then you're all over Facebook. Okay. Boy, weird. Yeah, we got to talk about how technology has changed relationships as well and how screwy that is, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and I know you have experience with that, Esmeralda. All right, we're going to take a break. It's the Anti-Valentine's Day show. I want to hear your stories, text or talk at 312-981. We got a bunch coming in already. We got the news coming up next. Nick DiGilio here. And this is the Nick DiGilio listeners' favorite band of all time, I believe. Dan, you've discovered Nazareth. There seems to be a very strong contingent of Nazareth fans who listen to the show.
My favorite is the guy who wrote Nazareth lyrics on his desk and got a detention.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. He didn't yell YOLO and throw a sandwich across the room, no, which I believe still stands as my favorite punishment ever. That and the kid who got punished, and it was a girl who got punished for answering what is 9 times 9 with Hosa. I still think that's the best. That would be the most proud. If I were that kid's dad, that would be the proudest day of my life. My daughter comes home, you know, you got to sign this test because, you know, she got an F. Because she answered this, I would say, let me tell you something. You got an A in my book, honey.
But you know what? That is technically the answer.
It is the answer. She knew it was. She knew it was 81. She was being very clever, I thought, and clearly a Hawks fan, and clearly picking the best Hawk. I love that. That's still one of my favorite things. I have that picture in my Facebook photos, and I pop it up every once in a while. Just post it every once in a while. Her answer on the test. And the red pen from the teacher says, "What is this?" And 9 times 9, and then underneath it just says Hosa. That's fantastic. All right, it's Anti-Valentine's Day. Damn it. Boy, the texts are coming in. Let me read a few of these. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Dave in Woodstock says, "My divorce was finalized on Valentine's Day 2002, and I've hated the holiday ever since." Troy says, "Last year I met a woman on Facebook. We started dating, and we began to talk marriage at the beginning of 2015. I suspected she was cheating, but chalked it up to paranoia. Then, in April 2015, she confirmed that she was seeing another man and sleeping with him. Adding insult to injury, she dropped this bomb on me 5 days after my cat died." Oh, man. Ugh. "So I lost my best friend and the love of my life at the same time. Nick, I hated Valentine's Day before this happened, and this made me hate it even more. On your first Valentine's Day, Anti-Valentine's Day show, you played Tail Lights Fade by Buffalo Tom. Could you play that song again tonight?" Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I can play my favorite song by my favorite band of all time. Yes, Troy, and I'm really sorry that happened. Really sorry. And that's new, too, because that happened in April, man. I understand. So, yeah, we will hear Tail Lights Fade a little bit later by Buffalo Tom. 708 area code says, "Another reason to hate Valentine's Day. All the ads this year say if you want to win Valentine's Day this year, it just adds more another layer of sub-douchebaggery." Well, that's a good word. Jay in Ohio says, "Nick, Olivia Newton-John's song, I Honestly Love You. I told my girlfriend that was our song, and she started laughing, and she said, I like you, but I don't love you." Oh, man.
Snap.
Oh, man, and she was laughing. Martin from Bolingbrook says, "Can you ask Esmeralda if it's okay to send a hottie roses that you want to ask out soon? She may like you enough and say yes if you ask her out." So is it okay, Esmeralda, as a woman, to have somebody send you roses that you want to ask out?
I don't see that. That can be kind of tricky because it can get awkward if they don't like you and then they have a bunch of roses.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have to know them. If they're cool with flowers, and it might be, I don't know. Because maybe one rose? Not like a whole thing.
You can pick one up at the 7-Eleven, right?
Maybe like a less romantic-y flower.
Yeah.
Because some, I don't know.
What, lilies?
I would, no, aren't those for dead people?
Yes, that's why I said that. It's anti-Valentine's Day.
Sorry for your loss.
So just play it a little cooler than that, right?
Maybe don't send them.
Okay.
Give them like three.
And then what? Maybe like give them the rose and then maybe break the ice and talk to them to see.
Right.
You know?
Because, yeah, I feel like if you
I can't give advice on relationships at all.
I mean, I just feel like I'd get weird about it. I'd be like, oh, my gosh.
So you would feel weird?
I would feel weird unless I really, really liked them. But then you never know with that.
Yeah. Okay. Dwayne says, hey, Nick, did you hear Dairy Queen is selling single blizzards on Valentine's Day? I got the story right here. Dan got me the story. Dairy Queen has a blizzard treat for just for singles. The singles blizzard features soft serve ice cream, cocoa fudge, peanut butter cups, peanut butter topping, and salted caramel truffles.
That's so because you get so fat.
That's probably what it is.
Matter.
Yeah.
No one loves you.
According to the company, 50% of singles classify themselves as proud singles on Valentine's Day and are ready to break the sad single cliche. Yet only 24% of all singles treat themselves to a gift on that holiday. This is what they wrote on their Facebook page. Be single and proud this V-Day. Celebrate your status with the new Singles Blizzard Treat featuring indulgent ingredients just for you. Hashtag break the cliche. The limited blizzard is available now through Valentine's Day. So celebrate the fact that you're single. Yeah.
And you can eat it all by yourself.
That's right.
You have to share.
That's exactly right. Precisely. I always have to tell this story every year on Anti-Valentine's Day, Esmeralda, and I don't know if I've told you this story at all. What I did once on a first date.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. This is how great a guy I am. On my first date with a girl, I took her to see the movie Dead Ringers. Now, Esmeralda, are you familiar with Dead Ringers?
Is it a horror movie?
It is, kinda. Yes. You're not familiar because if you were, you would already be appalled with me. You would already be like, I cannot, what the hell is wrong with you? Dead Ringers is a David Cronenberg film that stars Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons plays twin drug-addicted gynecologists who do nasty things to their patients. And I took this girl on a first date to see Dead Ringers.
No other movies were out?
Well,
Nothing else? Hold
on. Here's the kicker. Are you ready for the kicker, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
I had already seen it. So, like, I knew what it was, and I knew, you know, the subject matter and, you know, what the movie was. And I was thinking to myself, here's the deal. I'm tired of dating people that I'm eventually not going to like. So this is a test. If this chick likes Dead Ringers, then we're going to be together. So I take her to see Dead Ringers, and she is, you know, rightfully so, appalled by the fact that I took her to see this movie. I was just like excited because it's like, I think that movie kicks ass. And I was like, wasn't that great? That movie was awesome. And she's like, yeah, why don't you just take me home? And, needless to say, we did not have another date. And
it's like Taxi Driver.
It's kind of like taking someone to see Taxi Driver on their first date.
No, but in Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it is. Oh, you mean taking her to porno? Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah. Except Travis in Taxi Driver was just that he didn't know any better.
Yeah, he didn't.
I did. It's worse. What Travis did in Taxi Driver isn't as bad as what I did in real life. Because I knew better. I saw the movie. You don't take a girl on a first date. One, you don't take a girl on a first date to see any David Cronenberg movie. That's not first date material. You know what I mean? Like History of Violence, not a first date, not a good first date movie. Scanners, not a good first date with The Brood. Not good. These are not although The Fly, well, I think The Fly is one of my favorite love stories. I'm not kidding you. I find that movie heartbreaking. I do. I think The Fly is a beautiful, it's a heartbreaking movie. Great movie to watch on Valentine's Day. So anyway, I took her to see Dead Ringers, and I'm a jerk. that's it.
Although it's a good to, you know, measure.
That's what I thought, except that I traumatized this woman by taking her to this movie. You
probably
know?
Should have known a little more about her.
I thought I did.
Clearly not.
No. But, I mean, you can't. But here's the thing. You grow into that. Like, I've dated women who we've watched Dead Ringers together. But this isn't the first time out of the gate. You know what I mean? You know, I got to know these people, and they knew my sensibility, and then we had to have something in common. Like my ex-wife, Heather, my second ex-wife, huge horror film fan. The first time I went to her apartment, I looked on her shelf, her DVDs, and I saw like 150 zombie movies, and I'm like, well, I'm going to marry this woman. I did. And she loves Dead Ringers.
See, but you would have known because
I know.
You would have seen horror movies, and at least.
Yeah. So anyway,
did she just love romantic comedies?
You know what? I don't even know, man.
Musicals?
She clearly did not like seeing a movie about twin gynecologists messing around with their patients. She didn't like that. Oddly, surprisingly, she didn't like a guy she doesn't know very well to take her to a movie about twin gynecologists who take a lot of drugs and invent weird tools to test out on their patients. She didn't enjoy that for some strange reason. I don't know why. Esmeralda, can you figure out why that wouldn't be a good thing? The movie's 2 hours and 10 minutes long. The woman had to sit next to me for 2 hours and 10 minutes during that movie while I'm basking in the glory of the genius of Dead Ringers, which was my favorite movie that year.
I mean, she didn't just leave.
I'm surprised. Well, I was a ride, so I guess that's why she didn't leave. This is how much I love Dead Ringers. Esmeralda, seriously? This is how much I love Dead Ringers. That movie was number one on my top 10 list the year it came out. Do you know what other movie came out that year?
No.
What is one of your favorite movies of all time that you've seen 80 million times?
Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Same year as Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Oh. That's how much I love Dead Ringers. It was number two. Who Framed Roger Rabbit was number two on my list that year.
See, now that one probably would have won her over.
Of course, that's an appropriate movie to take someone on a date to. All right, let's talk about movies that are completely inappropriate for Valentine's Day real quick. Let's play a clip, shall we? Okay, let me just explain a quick story. When my second wife and I were not doing well, we had to cohabitate for, October, November, December, January, February. Okay, we had to cohabitate for 6 months, almost 6 months together. When we knew it was over, when I was looking for another place to live. So I spent a lot of time in our extra bedroom, timing it so that I would go into the kitchen when she wasn't there to get something and go back into the extra bedroom. And just, I drank a lot of whiskey and I watched a lot of TV and a lot of movies. One of the movies that I watched while we were in this, cohabitating in a condo together, I watched War of the Roses. And I have to explain something to you because that movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. I showed it last February, a year ago February, at my film club for Valentine's Day. Now, Esmeralda, have you seen War of the Roses?
I have not.
Okay, do you know what it is?
Is it...
Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner.
Yes, yeah.
They get married, it goes ugly, they get divorced, they fight over the house. Okay, and it's absolutely insane. And it is a brilliant movie. Danny DeVito directed it. We have to break. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip, one of my favorite clips from War of the Roses, and I'll set the clip up. But it's a great movie and completely appropriate for anti-Valentine's Day. Completely. And let me tell you something. Watching it while you're drinking whiskey in the bedroom that you're cohabitating in an apartment, in a condo with, while watching War of the Roses, which is about two people who are living together who are trying to kill each other, like literally trying to kill each other, was not fun, but it was kind of fun. So, all right, we have to take a break, and we'll come back with more. Anti-Valentine's Day, 312-981-7200. Buffalo Tom, everybody. My favorite band and my favorite song by my favorite band. One of the saddest songs ever recorded, and I love it. It's Nick DiGilio. It's Anti-Valentine's Day. A girl broke up with me that I dated in 91 into 92, and that was right when that record came out. And after she dumped me, I believe I played Taillights Fade 75,000 times in a row. So, how about another great one? How about Black by Jeremy. Black by Pearl Jam. That's a lovely one, isn't it, Dan? That's a happy song.
One of my all-time favorite lyrics. I knew you'd be a star, but why in somebody else's sky?
Yep, I agree. Phenomenal song. All right. All right, Esmeralda, War of the Roses. I'm going to play a clip from it. This is Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas, black comedy, starring Danny DeVito as well, and directed by Danny DeVito. It's as dark a movie as you'll ever get. It's about these two people. They get married. They get this big house, and they essentially are fighting over the house, and they hate each other. They literally are trying to kill each other. At one point in the movie, Michael Douglas, who's like living in the house away from her, trying to keep peace, goes out in the middle of the night to get like aspirin or something. He gets in the car, and of course, she has a cat and he has a dog. And she hates the dog and he hates the cat, you know, vice versa. So he goes out to the car, gets in the car, and runs over her cat by mistake. He backs out of the driveway and runs over her cat and kills her, kills the cat. She can't find the cat, and then finds out that he did indeed run over the cat. And then she's like, okay, look, we have to make peace here. You know, they've broken furniture. They've literally tried to kill each other. So she says, okay, let's meet in the dining room in the middle of the night here, and I'll offer an olive branch. And she's a really great cook. She's also she caters. So she's prepared a little something for this meeting between the two of them, this peace offering. So this is pretty late in the movie, War of the Roses, which is a great movie to watch on Valentine's Day.
Make so much money, Oliver. You can buy another house, you can replace everything.
Except you. You may find this hard to believe, but I still love you. I still want you. I find it hard to believe.
I think what you can't believe is that I don't want you.
Well, I have a problem with that. I mean, I think I'm a good person as people go, and what can we do to patch things up?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I can't.
Please.
I don't know.
Please tell me. Please. Just tell me.
Stop it.
I guess you don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Oliver, if you don't get out of here now, you have no idea how far I'll go.
How far? Tell me. Sure, we've been horrible to each other, but we had something. We still do. We haven't passed any point of no return.
I have.
I'm not convinced. Nobody who makes pate this good can be all bad.
That depends on what the pate is made of. Woof. A good dog to the last bite.
Okay. So he goes nuts and flip, and he goes nuts. Yeah, right there. Okay, he goes nuts and flips the table over. Okay, so she made pate out of the dog. Now, here's the thing. At that moment, Esmeralda, they cut to the outside of the house where the dog is.
Oh, good.
And goes, huh? All right. Now and then they cut back into the house where, you know, this is when the movie gets like completely insane, where they like it hasn't been already, but it gets even crazier. And here's the thing. In the original cut of the movie and in the book upon which the movie is based, she does indeed kill the dog and make pate out of the dog. Okay? That's how dark this movie and the book got. And the original cut, they did. They and people went nuts people went nuts when they did screenings. They took opinion cards and said, this is, you can't, no, I can't believe she killed the dog. I can't believe she made pate out of the dog. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Now, I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but these two people in this movie end up dead at the end. They basically like kill each other and they're dead. People did not care about that. They did not care about the fact that the two human beings in the movie die at the end of the movie. And they do horrible things to one another, but the dog is made into pate, and they went nuts. So Danny DeVito had to add that cutaway shot. Because it was so, like, people went absolutely nuts when they thought that she killed the dog and made pate out of him. So he had to go back. He didn't want to do it. The studio said, you have to do it. And he put that cutaway shot of the dog alive and safe. And I boo every time I see the movie and they cut away to that shot.
They haven't put it, haven't made a version where they just don't have that scene.
No, they talk about it. It's not, you know, I mean, all it is like, it's literally 2 seconds, you know. And I remember when it was going to be on, when it was going to come on HBO, it was going to come on cable. I was actually tempted when I taped it to just pause it for that scene so that my version didn't have that in there. Hey, the cat died. It's fair enough that the dog should die.
Yeah, but now he's eating the dog.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's how awesome this movie is. That's how dark and crazy it gets. You got to see this movie, Esmeralda. I'm telling you.
I was hoping it was just cat food.
No.
But no.
No. She makes pate out of the damn dog. And that's how dark and twisted that movie got. And it should have got. And that one of the things, and I remember it, I remember being disappointed when I saw the movie, and I didn't even know the story. I remember when they cut to the dog outside, I was like, oh, man, I remember being disappointed. And I'm not saying that because I want to see dogs get killed. Don't get pissed off about that and start, you know, calling Dan and texting in. You know, all I'm saying is that the tone of the movie gets consistently darker through the entire running time. Do you know what I mean? As long as it, when the movie keeps going, it gets darker and darker and darker and darker. Except for that moment, it takes a step back. So it screws up the tone of the movie. So anyway, War of the Roses, rent it, everybody. Have a lovely time watching that one with your husband or wife or ex-husband. All right, more anti-Valentine's Day stuff coming up. News is next. Valentine's Day, everybody. I will lay down my heart. I feel power, but you won't. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There are perfect songs that exist in the universe. Perfect. In every single way, there are many songs that are absolutely perfect. That's one of them. That is one of the greatest songs ever in the history of music. It is. There's nothing wrong with that song. There's not one thing wrong with that song. It is a perfect song. And also, absolutely appropriate to play on Anti-Valentine's Day. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And by the way, Bon Iver's cover of that. Have you heard Bon Iver's cover?
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, the most appropriate dude to cover that song ever is Bon Iver. Oh, man. Rita's been hanging on. We're talking of anti-Valentine's Day. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Nick. Love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, my bad Valentine's, well, it's, I mean, it's just relationship. It was a high school boyfriend. And it was our last year of high school. And after I started college in the fall, about 2 weeks later, my father passed away.
Oh.
And my mother and I could not stay where we were living. We didn't have a car. We lived in the city. My boyfriend had a car. And when we found a new place to live to save money, my mother said, you know, can you move some stuff over so we don't have to pay the movers? I'm like, yeah, okay. Talk with the boyfriend. Made a date. Because he was going to a commuter school, too. And he's supposed to meet me at where I was living and I had boxes and big bags of stuff. Came home from school. He left a note in the mailbox. Sorry, I don't want to see you anymore.
Oh.
So I had to schlub the stuff, two buses and up three flights of stairs. It was great.
This is one of those things, Rita, you know, when every Valentine's Day, when I do the show, I always like start it by saying, you know, I was a real jerk on the first date and I took this girl to see Dead Ringers. And then I always feel better about myself after I hear some of these stories, because that is just rotten.
I actually paid for our first date. I asked him out. We had something going on at school. And I got the tickets, and I'm like, hey, yeah, would you like to go?
Now,
sure.
Rita, do you know what has happened to this guy?
I went to our last class reunion, which was several years ago. Yeah. He has since passed away.
Oh.
I don't know when.
Okay.
But this is also, I have to tell you something funny. We had our five-year class reunion from high school, and he comes up to me, and he said, so, I heard you got married, and I heard that your mom got married again, too. And I looked at him, and we had moved out of the, you know, city and all this other stuff, and there was no contact, so I don't know where he got. I was floored.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, and I just said, yeah, so what? Like, go away.
Wow, what a jerk. Wow, Rita. All right, well, we're celebrating Anti-Valentine's Day, and I'm sorry that happened to you.
You know, you live and learn.
You got it. All right,
okay,
Rita. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a punched him in the face.
What a jerk. What an unbelievable jerk. Martin from Bolingbrook says, I do know for a fact that a girl likes me, so no problem there. This is the guy about the roses. I was thinking of having a mutual friend give her one white rose or one red rose. Does that sound good?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's too much. I think it's overthinking it.
Okay.
I don't know what...
Well, I mean, if you know she likes you, man.
Yeah, but the thing with the white red, like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Might be a little weird. Just give her one red rose.
Just give her a couple flowers and be like, I like you.
Rich says, in 1980, my first wife and I were breaking up in the car and the radio was on and Meatloaf's 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad was playing. I've hated the song ever since. Steve says, Sid and Nancy is a great anti-Valentine's Day movie. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Anytime the movie ends with a guy stabbing his girlfriend to death, that's anti-Valentine's Day. Stu in Munster said, I had a similar bad first date movie experience. I was a senior in high school, and I took a girl to see Stephen King's The Dark Half with Timothy Hutton. Whoops. 205. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dan, I did not glance at this one. 205 area code says, my bad first date movie was It Follows. Oh my God. And that set a bad tone. Oh man.
Were you giving advice at this
point? No, I did not. I swear to God, I didn't give anybody advice on that. But I tell you what, that seems to be the movie that hand off the baton from Dead Ringers. This is this generation's bad date movie is It Follows. As brother, have you seen It Follows?
I haven't.
You know what it's about, right?
No. I'm assuming it's a horror movie.
It is, yes. One of the best. It was one of my favorite movies of last year. It is about a girl. She's late teens, early 20s. She goes out with a guy. They have sex and... he ties her to a chair afterwards and says, I have to leave because I've passed something on to you. And it comes in the form of people following you. So you'll feel like this entity, this thing following you. And the only way to get rid of it is to pass it on to someone else by having sex with them. That's what the movie's about. No, that's bad.
No, it's a little too much like, that might be me.
It's a bad first date movie. I can't believe somebody took somebody to see It Follows on a first date. Oh, that's unbelievable.
Essentially, the thing to take away from all these stories is read a synopsis before you go see any movies. Just, you know.
Oh, man.
Maybe run it by them first.
708 area code says, at least you got a bedroom, Nick. I had the couch and she came out and went on dates all the time. Oh, man. Oh, God. 815 area code says Blue Valentine is the perfect anti-Valentine's Day movie. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. My number one movie of 2010 was Blue Valentine. Another movie I watched in that room. And that movie destroyed me. Oh, man, destroyed me. Have you seen that movie, Esmeralda?
It's Ryan Gosling
and Michelle Williams.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty rough.
It's unbelievable. I was a wreck when it was over.
I haven't seen it for that purpose.
I mean, I was sobbing at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
And it was number one on my list the year it came out. All right, before we play another clip from a movie here, which I want to do very quickly, here's a story from a woman. You ready for this, Esmeralda?
Go for it.
He emailed me at work to break up with me, and the subject line was FYI.
Oh, man.
Someone needs to start some sort of business where you can just have someone just get punched in the face.
Isn't that crazy? All right, let me play this clip from a movie that I love that not a lot of people really like. It is the movie that reunited Jack and Rose. Oh, Jack and Rose, they loved each other so much on the Titanic. Kate Winslet and Leo, they loved each other on the Titanic. And then they made Revolutionary Road. I don't know if you've seen Revolutionary Road, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
I love the movie. I love it. And the fact that it's those two actors playing that role adds another layer of pain to it. I really love this movie, and it's another insanely depressing movie about a marriage gone bad. One of the things I love about it so much, Sam Mendes directed at the time. He was married to Kate Winslet, if I remember correctly. Yeah, they were married at the time. And the movie starts out, I don't know if you remember, Esmeralda, but the movie starts out where they're at a party and they first see each other, and there's that moment where you meet and you really lock into this person. It's this really wonderful romantic moment, that real excitement of connecting with someone for the first time. And like, wow, this could be it. That's the first scene in the movie. Second scene in the movie, they're screaming at each other on the side of the road after they've been married for 15 minutes. They're yelling. And it's like, it's just the way that the setup is amazing. Okay, I'll play this scene. Actually, I'm going to break. When we come back, I'll play the scene from Revolutionary Road. Another fantastic anti-Valentine's Day movie to watch. It's such a great movie, and it's so painful. And by the way, Michael Shannon rules in it. He was nominated for an Academy Award in it, and he rules. Hey, yeah, I hate everything about you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's the Anti-Valentine's Day show. All right, before we took a break here, we're back as Anti-Valentine's Day. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got Straight Out of Context, which is always very Anti-Valentine's Day and unromantic. We've got You Big Dummy and Nick D Show Spies and our special Fly Jams Friday, Anti-Valentine's Day edition, all sad R&B breakup songs coming up. All right. I said before the break I was going to play a clip from Revolutionary Road, which is a film that stars Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio from a few years back about the disintegration of a marriage. And it's a pretty, pretty great movie with really great performances by everybody, including Chicago's own Michael Shannon. Esmeralda, this is the way I like to look at it. Had Jack survived and not froze to death and they became a couple, I like to think that this is how they would have turned out.
That's a good way to look at it. I like that.
You know, if Jack survived the Titanic, I'm telling you, this is what would have happened to the couple. Revolutionary Road.
Okay, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Let me guess. I made a disgusting spectacle of myself, right?
Right.
And everything that man said is true, right? Is that what you're going to say?
Apparently, I don't have to. You're saying it for me.
Well, you're wrong, April.
Really? Why am I wrong?
Because the man is insane. He's insane. Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
No. Do you?
Yes, it's the inability to relate to another human being. It's the inability to love. April. April! April!
Wonderful talker. If black could be made into white by talking, you'd be the man for the job. So now I'm crazy because I don't love you, right? Is that the point?
No, wrong. You're not crazy, and you do love me. That's the point, April.
But I don't. I hate you. You were just some boy who made me laugh at a party once, and now I loathe the sight of you. In fact, if you come any closer, if you touch me or anything, I think I'll scream.
Oh, come on, stop this, April. Ah! F- no, April! You and all your hateful...
What are you going to do now? Are you going to hit me to show me how much you love me?
Don't worry, I can't be bothered. You're not worth the trouble it would take to hit you. You're not worth the powder it would take to blow you up. You are an empty, empty, hollow shell of a woman. I mean... What the hell are you doing in my house if you hate me so much? Why the hell are you married to me? What the hell are you doing carrying my child? I mean, why didn't you just get rid of it when you had the chance? Because listen to me. Listen to me, I got news for you. I wish to God that you had.
I so want to watch that movie right now. I so want to watch that movie right now. Man, you know, DiCaprio rules, man. He is so good. And so is Kate Winslet. Man, that movie rules. Anybody who hates Titanic should watch that movie. And I know a lot of people who hate Titanic. I remember, Dan, you don't like Titanic either, right?
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's right, but you love the song.
I do.
Yes. No, it's true. Esmeralda just cracked up. She didn't know that about you, Dan. Explain your love for the Celine Dion.
I love that movie. I don't love I've never seen the movie, but I love that song with a passion.
Wow.
It is fantastic. That's my karaoke song. It's my jam right there.
That's his jam. I remember I brought up Titanic, and because I like Titanic. I think Titanic is a good movie. I got a little issue with about the first hour of it, you know, but once it hits the iceberg, it's phenomenal. Like the last 2 hours of that movie is phenomenal. So I like Titanic. I think it's a good movie. And I brought it up, and I just innocently enough, a bunch of years ago when Andy Herman was producing, brought it up on my Sunday night show. Andy Herman was producing. Paula Cooper was in the newsroom. I made the mistake of saying that I liked Titanic, and I thought they were both going to bust through the windows and kill me for liking Titanic. I had no idea the absolute hatred that those two people had for Titanic. I was like, geez, take it easy. So I recommend for Paula Cooper and for Andy Herman that they should watch Revolutionary Road. They'll like it much more. All right. Let's talk with Mike real quick. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? I just got a Valentine. I was... Back in 66, I was in Vietnam, and I got a Dear John from the wife on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God. On Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day, right after I come back from patrol. And, you know, you look forward to mail call, and you get this.
Oh, man. That's brutal. That's brutal.
So I don't care for Valentine's Day at all.
All right. All right, Mike, I'm really sorry that happened to you, man.
Thanks.
That sucks. Okay. Jeez. All right, Mike, thanks. Wow. You know, I mean, every year we do this, I guess I shouldn't be amazed at how crappy people can be. Do you know what I mean?
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be amazed.
I mean, I just I'm really kind of amazed by that. Now, have you had really horrible breakups, Esmeralda, in the past? Like, does any one of them stick out?
There is one that was a couple years ago that I was seeing this guy, and we'd seen each other for a few months.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Sure. I want to hear the whole story. I want to give you enough time to tell it. Okay? You sound thrilled, but we got a break. You have to do the news, and then we come back, and we'll share another heartbreak story of this one from Esmeralda Leon.
Yes.
All right, and then we've got our regular features plus Fly Jams Friday anti-Valentine's Day version.
I wish you had a favorite beauty sport that you loved secretly, cause it was on a hidden bit that nobody else could see. Basically, I wish that you loved me.
Yeah.
I wish that you needed me.
This is nice.
Yeah, it's real good. Actually, yeah. It's real good, especially at night when there's no one around, you're just walking down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's real good.
It's anti-Valentine's Day. Nick DiGilio, Esmeralda, tell everybody who that is and why you picked it.
It's Kate Nash, Nicest Thing. I've used it a couple times, listened to it, because it's super depressing.
Yep.
About someone who doesn't like you, or, yeah, essentially someone who doesn't like you and you wish that they liked you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's real rough.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. For those of you who are just tuning in, I hate Valentine's Day, and I think a lot of people that listen to the show hate it. And this is my 18th annual anti-Valentine's Day show. Fly Jams Friday is coming up, and it's anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jams, so we'll be listening to that. We've got breakup stories and all kinds of cool stuff, and I've been playing clips from movies, and it's the anti-Valentine's Day. Now, before the break, Esmeralda did tease us with, is it your worst breakup? Are we going to hear about that?
No, this one's the, now it's funny.
Oh, now it's funny.
Now it's funny in that, oh my, really? That happened?
Okay.
Kind of way.
All right, so.
The worst is probably, I mean, I was dating someone for 10 years and
Oof. That
was a mess.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a very long time. Jeez. So it was quite a long time to break up. But yeah. It's kind of like that was a slow fizzle that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, this one was, I was seeing this guy for a couple months and one day, I was here actually, I was finishing work. And I had texted him. I was like, do you want to go see a movie? And it was night. It was like 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I texted him, do you want to go see a movie? And he said, yeah. And then I never heard from him again.
You mean ever?
Ever.
What?
I am not joking. And then I texted him again, you know, what do you want to go see? Silence. Radio silence. To the point where I left here, I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, his phone died or something. And that whole night. And then I started getting worried because I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, he's not answering his phone. Like, something happened. Yeah, I never heard from him again.
Now, what, did you go to his house or anything?
No. I actually, see, again, never went to his house. He had roommates and stuff, so he'd always come over to my house because I lived
there. Oh,
alone.
No, wait. Okay, so he you had never been to his place.
Right.
Did you know where he lived?
No, not really.
Oh, see, that's a flag
like, sort
right
of.
There.
No,
that's
but it
a
was
flag.
But it was a thing of, like, it just never happened.
Okay.
Because he would always just come over to my house. And he had invited me a couple times, and it just never worked out.
Now, were you Facebooking this guy and all that other crap as well?
Did I have his Facebook? I think...
And did
no,
he,
I don't
like,
think
block
he had
you?
One.
Oh, he
I don't
didn't
think
even
he had
a
Facebook.
Okay. Now,
he didn't have a Facebook.
So that's another thing that you went through, right? Like, people just all of a sudden, like, that's it. They cut you off.
Yeah. I've had that. Yeah. Now I've had the people they
What
blocked.
Do they call that?
Oh, well, so what he did was he ghosted.
Ghosted. That's what it is.
It's called ghosting.
Right.
Yeah. He just, and then I didn't hear from him ever again. And the only reason I know that he's still alive and kicking is we met on OkCupid, the dating website.
Yeah.
And I had re-looked his name up and I saw and his profile was still up, and that actually that's how I knew he was still around, because you know there's activity
on his profile.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and
wow.
I saw what had happened. He moved to California. He just up and left.
Wow.
And I should have seen it coming, because he was kind of like mentally, he was all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And he did tell me a story that he went to go visit a friend of his in Seattle, and just something irked him the wrong way, and he turned back. He literally was like steps away from knocking on his friend's door. He just turned back and came
okay,
home.
Okay, see, I don't...
I was like, all right. Yeah, it was a bit weird, but it was still like, are you kidding me? Like, this is how you can't just say.
Yeah.
The thing that bothered me the most is, why would you say yes to going to see a movie?
Right.
Just say no. And then that would have, you know, then there would have been no contact. He had to say yes.
He said yes.
So then I would keep going in questions. That bothered me the most.
What a jerk. That's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
To this day, if I ever see him, I will punch him in the face.
Yeah. Well, or hire that, and then keep hire that service that you want.
That I'm going to find.
That you're going to find.
I'll be the founder.
Yeah. let me just fly through some sad songs. Are you ready? These are some sad songs. If you want to listen to them, it's Anti-Valentine's Day. Someone Like You by Adele.
Yeah.
I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt, which we played already. Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis. Pictures of You by The Cure. Oh, Crying by Roy Orbison. That's a good one. Lost Cause by Beck. And that album, by the way, is one of the only Beck albums, because I don't like Beck. But that album is, what the hell's the name of that album? It's all, every song
Sea
on there.
Sea Change?
That's what it is. Every song on that record is heartbreak.
I think it, because it's influenced by that. Like, he wrote it because of that. Yeah. It was in that movie with Kate Winslet, too, I think. And
which?
Oh,
Eternal Sunshine.
Yes.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which, that's
another great Anti-Valentine's Day movie, Eternal Sunshine. Absolutely. Missing by Everything But the Girl. You Were Meant for Me by Jewel. It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. Oh, well, here's one for evidently everybody except me. Because I understand that Elliot Serrano mentioned this band a little bit earlier on Patty's show, but Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base is on this list. What is going on? Is there something in the water?
I don't know. I was as surprised as you were when they said it.
Ace of Base?
Maybe they're making a comeback. We're going to do it single-handedly.
God, I'm not helping. You guys go ahead and have your little Ace of Base get-together. You guys can all tra-la-la and skip around while you're listening to your little Ace of Base. They suck. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Stay by Lisa Loeb. Oh, and her glasses. Don't Speak by No Doubt. Oh, there's another. No Doubt was mentioned the other morning, too. Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe I didn't request this. It's Too Late by Carole King. Oh, my God, that song. Oh, my God. All Cried Out by Lisa and the Cult Jam. That, we could have had that one for Fly Jams Friday. Again by Janet Jackson. You Left Me Standing in the Doorway by Bob Dylan. Love Is Stronger Than Pride by Sade. I love that song. Almost Blue by Elvis Costello. Ooh, that's a good one. Hey, but you know what's the best? The best Elvis Costello? The darkest, like most twisted song by Elvis Costello ever, which is appropriate for, is I Want You. Have you, do you ever hear that? You ever hear that song, I Want You, by Elvis Costello?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's my favorite Elvis Costello song of all time, and it is as dark and twisted an anti-Valentine's Day song as you could possibly have. I Want You by Elvis Costello. Oh, man. Without You by Mariah Carey. Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. Take a Bow by Madonna. Oh, with the Bullfighter.
That's a rough one.
Yeah, yes it is. You've Got to Hide Your Love Away by the Beatles. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time. Caroline No by the Beach Boys. So there's some sad songs.
Yeah, a lot of these are great for just sitting in your room in the dark.
I think a lot of people are doing that right now.
Listening and crying.
I think they are. All right. We've got. I'm going to save some of these. We can throw them in periodically with some stories, and I've got a list of more movies that you can see. We'll fly down those lists as well. All right. Let me quickly go down this list of the top 10 movies, anti-Valentine's Day movies, according to this list online from Shortlist. And I happen to think all of these are great choices. The Weatherman with Nicolas Cage, which is a really twisted movie. Kramer versus Kramer, a happy divorce movie.
Right.
Yeah, with Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
And that little bastard, what was that little bastard's name? Who didn't want French toast and was...
Wow.
I can't remember. Justin Timberlake. It's Justin Timberlake. It was Justin Timberlake. Body Heat. That's a great movie. William Hurt, Kathleen Turner. Great. Have you seen Body Heat? Oh, it's good. And the late, great, fantastic Richard Crenna is in that movie. 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. I do. With the Zoe. You know, well, what's-her-face is in that? The Chloe. Chloe and Zoe are in that.
The Chloe and the Zoe?
Chloe Grace Moretz's.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She plays his little sister.
That's right.
Shame. I hated that movie. It's just Michael Fassbender screwing and doing drugs for like 2 hours.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did.
You wouldn't forget it.
No, I did.
Because the guy's packing.
I saw that.
Yeah. he's packing. I was like, yeah, congratulations, man. Good for you. Fatal Attraction is on the list. That's a lovely movie. Oh. That's a great first date movie. Closer. I had a clip all ready to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Oh, boy.
Clive Owen is outstanding in that movie. I love that movie so much. We had a good clip, too, I was going to play. We ran out of time. We'll save that one. Revolutionary Road.
Yes.
The War of the Roses, mm-hmm. which we played earlier. And number one on this list, Blue Valentine.
Oh.
Congratulations, everybody. That's what you should be renting this weekend. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, and we'll be back on Monday. Esmeralda, I'll see you Monday.
See ya.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
Hello. All right. We'll be right back.